Hey girlfriends, today we talk about all the shit that we have to deal with as business owners, and how do I deal with that, or how did I deal with that in the past, 5 years of business. And obviously this episode is prompted by a situation that happened yesterday for me, and if I were to record this episode yesterday, I would be a hot fucking mess. And I know better than to record from that place. He's still, I was thinking I've recorded maybe 7-8 episodes already. And I was thinking of what is the difference between sharing from a vulnerable, raw place, but also from a powerful place where you're not fucking crumbling down. Because let's be honest, this is not something I'm recording to a girlfriend in private. This is something that I'm recording that I'm aware that is going to be listened to by hundreds of people, right? And obviously, this is for me a channel of self-expression, but it's also a marketing channel and a business channel. And it's my professional persona and my professional expression. So I heard somebody say this, which really resonated with me, and I'm passing it on to you, which was really helpful. Whenever you are sharing something in the professional space, which is what this podcast is for me, because obviously there's a difference. There's a difference between me recording a message to a dear girlfriend or even to my husband, and then recording a podcast about it for hundreds of people who don't know me, right? Could this message be the same in some cases, but in others it's not? So it really depends. But the main difference for me, what I realized, and passing on to you, so hopefully this is going to be helpful, is that the question is, am I sharing this for me, or am I sharing this for them, for the audience? So I've realized that from now on, moving forward, whatever I'm going to, and this is just, I think it's just good marketing. You know what I mean? Because if you're a fucking mess, you want to share from vulnerability, but if you're a fucking, the difference is, if I were to share, so record this episode yesterday, where I was a mess, I was in an emotional downturn, is that a word? I don't know. Don't do that, right? Record a message today when you've worked through this, your shit, where it's still tender and vulnerable, but you have some lessons now, and you can share them. So that's what I'm doing. And it's just a more coherent, a more wise place to share from. So that's the perspective I'm going to be. And obviously, this perspective also puts me in the position to think more about you, the listener, and obviously a prospective client potentially, than just about me, right? Because this is not about me. This is about you. So a situation happened yesterday with a client of mine who has pulled out of my program. And if you have a business and listening to this, you know how that really sucks. I think in all scenarios, whether you especially when you receive refund requests. Oh my God, don't get me fucking started on refund requests. But I also realize that there's many women who are listening to this podcast who maybe don't have a coaching business, just a business, right? And I don't have much experience. I don't own a brick and mortar business or whatever, but my clients own brick and mortar businesses and different types of businesses that are online but also not online. You know what I mean? So I'm going to try to speak about this in more general terms. So that's what happened yesterday, and that fucking sucked. And it sucked because this was someone who I had a relationship with, who told me multiple times that she trusts me to lead her, and then something happened. Anyways, I don't want to discuss that situation because it's personal and because there's a lot there and blah, blah, blah. What I want to talk about in this episode is how I deal with that. And also tell you about all the shit that I had to deal with in the last 4 years of business. Because I feel like not a lot of people talk about it. Because business is this fucking glorified thing that gives you a lot of money and make your dreams come true. Yeah, sure, I'll make my dreams come true. But what do I fucking do when a woman who signed the contract, and I'm not talking about this woman yesterday, I'm going to talk in general terms, right? Because I've dealt with everything, girlfriends, okay? I've dealt with women who, obviously, my business model is I had a group coaching program. I still have it. A group coaching program where, you know, these women find me through like Instagram or Medium writing or the podcast, whatever. Then they go and watch, they either read a lot of stuff and they sign up for a discovery call, or they watch like this main video, my video sales letter, my webinar, and they're on my email list. However they get here, right? And they sign up for a discovery call. And I personally have done close to 1,000 discovery calls, meaning I personally talk to close to 1,000 women, and then in total my team probably talk to a similar amount of clients. We've enrolled about 600 clients in the last 4 years, which is a lot, right? And so obviously, like, the more clients you enroll, the more you scale, the more you grow, the more of this shit you're going to get in proportion, right? Like, if you are working with 5 clients a month, or like 2-3 clients a month or whatever, you might get this, like the shit client or different situations of the team, you know, like not rarely, but in proportion, it's going to be small. But the more you grow, the more shit like this you're going to deal with. So that's what I'm here to tell you, because I want to share this with you, because I think that, you know, so a lot of women I see, not women, you know, entrepreneurship can be a very lonely journey. And when something like this happens to you, you can feel like you're just alone. And you're asking yourself, which I was asking myself yesterday, what did I do wrong? You know, and you start to question everything. You just start to question everything. It's so bizarre and it's insane. But what really helped me, I mean, it's still quite tender, you know, it hurts. But what helped me yesterday is to realize that, well, first of all, is that I've been here before, right? I've had situations where, okay, I'll tell you what I had. All right, let's start with, okay, there's many different categories here, right? Oh, man. There are women who I've had calls with who are, fuck yes, I'll pay tonight, I'll move the money, blah, 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 and then silence, and they never get back to you, yeah? Maybe if you own a brick and mortar business. I mean, it's a bit different there, right? Because, yeah, it's really interesting. In different businesses, this manifests differently, but it's still, I'm talking about a client who, or, you know, maybe you have a partner or whatever your business is, right? A client's coming through and they're like, yep, for sure, I'm going to, especially when they say to your fucking face on a Zoom call, I'm going to pay tonight, and silence. I don't know. It's just so weird. You, by the way, with all of these situations, even with a client that yesterday, I've always taken, quote unquote, the high road. Never ever, I'm very honest with you, never ever in my business journey, I've emailed back a client like blaming them and giving them shit. Never. You know why? Because I just don't think it's worth it. I just literally, like, I played the story in my head. Like, even yesterday, the last week was quite a shitty week for me. Well, not a shitty, sorry, it's not shitty. It's, you know, I started reaching out to all of my claimed clients about the Claimed X Mastermind, as you know, that I'm launching personally. And it's quite a job, right? Like, I'm in a launch. If you've launched something, you know what I mean. And so I've gotten so many, like, it was so beautiful from one side. I've received a message from one woman who last time I talked to was like a year ago in the program. And she messaged me and she said, Anna, so good to hear from you. Did I tell you that my CMM, who she met through the program, and I just had a baby? And I was like, oh my God, no, you didn't tell me. I had no idea. There's so many women, and I keep receiving these messages as replies to, basically, I'm messaging them saying to them that I'm launching something new. Are you interested? And I'm getting all of these messages that are quite positive in their nature. Like, thank you so much for what you've taught me. You've changed my life. You know, obviously many of them say, yes, I'd like to hear more. Some of them say, thank you so much, Anna, but it's not for me, blah, blah, blah. And then on the other side, like, oh my God. Some women are just like, thank you, not interested, which is fine. To be honest with you, out of, like, here's the thing. We tend to focus on the negative so much. Like, this message that I got from this woman, who was actually a one-on-one client with me
maybe like 6 years ago. I emailed her. I messaged her. Have you seen my message? How are you doing? She just wrote these four words. Or five. Anna, you're so annoying. Shut up. And she did a misspelling. I actually shared this on my Instagram. This message was the same day when I received the other message about the woman having a baby with her partner through my program, right? And then, yes, and then, you know, I also got some messages from women who were like, I have given a free ticket to my event. And then at the event, she was telling me how she's struggling financially and you know, like, can I give her a 10-month payment plan or something like that? And I gave in and I said, yeah, of course. And then she pulled out half the way. I'm just like, you know, so when I am presented with these situations, because they're just normal part of business. First of all, what we do, I think we just focus on that. And we don't focus on all of the good things that are happening, all of the amazing messages that are there, all of the potential, you know what I mean? Like, because it hurts, yeah? But I've never written a message, like, even to the woman who, like, Anna, shut up, you're so annoying. You know, I wanted to reply, like, what the fuck? Or something like, I wanted to say, oh, Sarah, you're probably going through some tough time. Or so. I don't fucking know. You know, I don't. I unsubscribed and deleted Sarah from my list with the other woman who pulled out after I gave her so much. I just said, hey, Tanya, I've removed you from the program. Wishing you all the best, you know. And even with the client who pulled out yesterday, I asked her some questions about what happened. And then I said, wishing you all the best, you know. Like, I've always taken this approach. I just don't want to deal with the fucking drama that comes after this. Because normally, most of the time, nothing good comes out of it. It's not that nothing... When you start bickering with your client, not bickering, but just like... I just don't want to send all of that much energy. So, you know, I've dealt with women who said, I'm signing up, never heard from them. I've dealt with women who sign up for the program the next day to email and ask for their money back. I've even dealt with women who sign up for the program, never showed up, signed their contract, everything, and like 2 weeks later, they go and they request a chargeback. What's a chargeback? They call their bank and they say, this is a fraud. I never did this purchase. Can you believe this? Like, you were with me on a fucking call 2 weeks ago saying that, you know, like, obviously consenting to me charging your card and getting into the program. And then 2 weeks later, you're calling your bank behind my back. Could you actually please email me first so we can talk about it? Anyways, so I've dealt with that. So this is just like client stuff, right? Like, all the client stuff that's been happening behind the scenes. But of course, on the other side, and it's the majority, to be honest with you, is all the good stuff. All the lives that have been changed. All of the, oh my God, amazing messages that I've received with gratitude and thank you and flowers and families made and babies and happiness and changed lives, right? But of course, I don't focus on all of that. I just remember all the shit stuff. Well, I don't remember all the shit stuff, but I'm just really... sharing with you what I've gone through, and this is just clients, which really, really fucking hurts, right? And then, of course, if you own a business, you've got all the other shit to deal with, which is team. I've gone through how many? Two rounds of firing when business is not going well. I'm not even going to talk about it because it's a whole other different level of hurt and disappointment and discomfort when you have to have really tough conversation. I've been attacked personally on a call by a woman who I hired as a coach. I attacked, I mean, like, bullied into, you should have known better, blah, blah, blah. So this is just like team stuff, right? And there were tears on both sides, and yeah, it was a fucking mess. If you own a business and you've hired people and you fired people, it's the worst fucking thing. And I actually was like I had like PTSD from that for like a year. I didn't want to hire anyone after that. And then, you know, there's like regular shit, like if you've got partners and suppliers and shit, technology not working, things breaking down. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's like the usual order of business, you know. There's some people who love problem solving like that. I don't. Like, well, obviously it's a fucking fairy tale. You just want everything to be great, but it's not. It's just accepting the reality that It's going to be challenging, just like life is challenging, right? I actually have a tattoo on my right forearm, and I did it in Bali after I finished my yoga teacher training. These are the three phrases. I think it's from a Buddhist script or writing, and I wrote this in my journal this morning, which said, "It is what it is. This too shall pass. We are where we're at." And so, you know, business is a personal development experience, as you understand, because of all these challenges. We grow through these challenges. It tests our character. It tests how we show up, right? And so how I deal with these challenges, I mean, in the beginning, it was quite hard. I mean, you already hopefully heard, like, I would really encourage you to listen to that message, how I said no to a $20,000 client, which was my girlfriend. What I do is, so yesterday I was hit like a storm and I had so many things come up for me, like my heart was hurting, my throat was hurting. And I don't know, maybe this woman will listen to this podcast, but I want, like, if you're listening, know that, please know that this is not about you. Like, I'm not blaming. I am fully responsible for how I feel. It's just how I felt in that moment. And that woman probably had, well, not probably, and she had legitimate reasons to pull out. I don't quite understand it fully. I honestly don't. Because it's a really interesting situation where this woman literally told me multiple times that she trusts me to guide her and all of that. And then she's basically telling me I'm not the right coach for her. Anyways, whatever. It doesn't even fucking matter. Okay. So the first thing is, you're not always gonna know the answer. And the second thing is that the story is not important. What's important is for us to move on with grace and to really sit with what's happening in the body. So obviously, I had such a shit day yesterday. I started having a headache. I came home. I still have a headache, you know, picking up kids, blah, blah, dinner, putting them to bed. Like, it was a nightmare. I had to take a Panadol, whatever, and then just going to bed. And obviously, I shared this with String. String's gone through his own challenges. Like, it was just, you know, it's like that day where you just, like, lay down and you're like, I just want this day to be fucking over. And so I woke up the next day and I knew what I needed to do. I needed to do my practice, which is what I do. And actually, my girlfriend asked me about, how do you do this practice? So in my embodiment practice, which I teach all of my clients in the feminine embodiment coaching that I do, is all of that. So, you know, whenever something happens and you're like with clients, you know, she pulled out yesterday, whatever, right? Or whatever happens in your business, the first thing to do, I invite you to, obviously, sometimes it's like a shock or whatever. Notice what's happening in the body. I felt a lot of constriction in my heart. I felt my throat like constricted, and I actually had some tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting emotional now, you know? Because it really hurts. Like, you're sitting there and you like don't understand why is this happening and how is it happening. And then you're thinking, how could I have prevented this? Or, you know, is there anything that I could have done differently? Anyways, so notice what's happening in your body, right? And I kind of sit with that and I breathe through that. But I have a specific practice, a release practice that helps my body process and release that. So I knew that next morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do I do this practice every day, by the way. It's called Feminine Flow. And it's part of my feminine embodiment coaching process as well. That's why I do in sessions with women. Because it's all stored tension in the body, right? Life happens. Business happens. Shit happens, right? I actually, when I was moving today with that constriction in my body, and I'm going to draw obviously a lot of parallels with relationship and dating, but it felt like, first I wrote that it feels like betrayal, the situation that happened yesterday, but then I realized that it's actually rejection, and it feels like when someone's breaking up with you, which is like what exactly happened, you know, it's a breakup. And it's not someone that, you know, just found me online and I talked to her for an hour and whatever, right? It was actually like, well, I wouldn't call her a friend, but we've seen each other in person. We had dinner together. We talked about things. There was connect, like, you know, we exchanged like outfits and yeah. and to receive a message that was called, and you know, she's an amazing woman. This is not about her, right? I'm just talking about how I feel and taking full responsibility from it. The message was like, I regret to inform you that I won't be continuing. You know that? I was like, what the fuck is that? Anyways, whatever. So in my practice, my girlfriend asked me, how do I do this? Do I set an intention or what? In my practice, I bring in that feeling, yeah? So I start the practice on my hands and knees, which I teach all my clients, and then I close my eyes and I put music on and I say, how does this feel? And this was again in my throat and in my heart and my belly, and I just started to move and breathe with that. So if you have, first of all, notice what's in your body, and obviously sometimes, well not sometimes, most of the times, this happens when you're like at work, right? Then you're like, you can't drop on your hands and knees. But the important, I did actually some meditations yesterday too. The important thing is not to override your body. What I'm actually really proud of myself, I know I wasn't always like this, girlfriends, okay? It took me years to get here. I used to like completely break down. My nervous system was so unstable. I used to completely break down. The great thing that I didn't do, which I already told you, the worst thing that you can fucking do is reply to that client or the team member with anger and like reactive. Yeah, I was never reactive like this. I always knew that I need, this is my shit. And then once I process my shit, then I react. Yeah. And this is true for everything, like with men, you know, when a man is being an asshole or crossing your boundaries, like how do you feel about this first? And can you sit with it and process it in whatever way you can and then reply tomorrow, right? I haven't always done this in all of my interactions, but especially with clients, I have. So, what am I saying? First thing is to just sit with this. And in the past, I have completely disregarded my, before I found embodiment. Embodiment has changed my life, how I feel, how I react, and how I show up. Before I used to like, okay, shitty situation happened. I used to react. I used to be like, oh, fuck this shit. I used to actually be quite physically violent because my nervous system, based on my traumatic experience in the past with my mother and everything. Oh, God. Yeah. And then I used to obviously like, let me go smoke a cigarette. I need some chocolate. I need to get the fuck out. Like, I need to go ride a scooter or a motorbike. Like, it was fucking insane. Because I didn't know how to handle these difficult emotions. And then I found embodiment. And then slowly, yeah, that's all I do now. I feel the shit happens, and then I do my practice. And I just literally for 45 minutes, I just felt all the shit. You know what I found out in my practice today? Rejection. Rejection and unworthiness. Deep down inside is like, oh shit, am I worthy of this? Is this the right thing? Can I do this? Right? And then I move through that. And in the end, it was peace. You know? And I finished my practice. Of course, my toddler woke up and I had to give her an iPad because, like, I got to deal with my shit ever. And you're 3 and you don't understand. So here's an iPad. And then, you know, like, every time I do this practice and I sit with it, I come out at the end of it so much more centered and aligned because I know who I am. And I know that this situation doesn't define me as much as it hurts. And, you know, I'm getting emotional again. As much as it hurts, it's not about me. And so again and again, we have to come to this moment of trust, which is another girlfriend asked me today, like, how do you feel about this container and the offer? I am so solid and so clear. And of course, this is a wobble, right? It's when things like this happen, especially when I'm launching something new and somebody pulls out of it, it's like, oh shit, is this the right thing? Like, can I trust this? Should I give up? You know? But being an entrepreneur, and if you are an entrepreneur, you know that, like, what? Because one woman, and you know, it's not even like, in the past, I was actually like, also really attached to the money. And now it's not about the money. It's like, whatever. You know, it's really about, this is not the right client for me. So I truly believe that whenever things like this happen with team and stuff, maybe that's not true, but I think it's a very helpful framework to have, is trusting that this is a thing that needs to happen. What is the lesson here? I always told my women in the claim program, every man is a teacher. Every client is a teacher. Every team member is a teacher. Every shitty situation is a teacher. So you can think of it as the universe testing you or testing me at the moment. It's almost like, you know, the universe slapping you in the face and being like, do you believe in this offer so much and in your body of work and what you're doing now that even if everyone pulled out, you'd still be talking about this and doing it? And in my heart and in my body, the answer is yes. Because I know that even this woman who just pulled out, she needs this work so much, she just doesn't see it yet. I've always, you know how I dealt with these situations? For example, the women who do a chargeback, the women who told me I'm going to pay and they didn't. I know what this is about. This is about her being on a call with me and unable, don't have the capacity, cannot tell me the truth. Hey, Anna, this sounds great, but this is not for me. Thank you so much. Let's stay in touch. She wasn't able to be honest with me on the call. Yeah? The woman who did a chargeback behind my back, which fucking sucks and really hurts our business, because then, you know, your payment provider, Stripe, we have, they can block you and everything, which thank God didn't happen with me. And by the way, we won like 50% of chargebacks because we keep track of everything and whatnot. Like, you know, a lot of the times you actually, I want to also mention, I'm jumping around, but I also want to mention that not all the time it's about like letting things go. Sometimes it's about, like, for example, chargeback, right? Sometimes it's about not fighting back, but sometimes it's about keeping people accountable for their decisions. You sign a contract, right? Like you said, I actually had a woman. Okay, you can't fucking... Okay, I'll tell you about two situations that are just ridiculous. Just so that you can see what I had to deal with. And maybe you have to deal. But again, with scale and the size this happened, okay? And by the way, to both of these women, I gave them their fucking refunds. I thought about this for many days and talked to many people, but eventually I think it was the right decision. The first woman signed up for my claim program, obviously with an intention to find a committed masculine man. She started going through the program. She started sharing in the group. We have all the evidence of that, blah, blah, blah. Halfway through the program, she emails me and she says, Anna, I would like my money back because I realized something, something. I'm actually gay. Okay. So anyways, I don't want to talk about this too much, but you can imagine my shock at this woman wanting to get a refund for something that, you know, was it 3 months ago? She was not gay. Well, she's probably gay all her life. Sorry. I honestly don't have a language around this. So I apologize in advance. Maybe you're too sensitive to this, but 3 months ago, she wanted to find a man. This is the program that promised to deliver that. And 3 months later, there was a circumstance that happened or whatever. Now she wants her money back. How is this my fault? Anyways, long story short, blah, blah, blah. Eventually, like my masseuse, she's a gay woman. I talked to her about this and she said, meet her halfway. So I gave her a 50% refund, removed her from the program, blah, blah, right? So that happened. And then the other thing happened, which is the most ridiculous fucking... I mean, I've had many situations like this. I still remember this woman's name. This was probably like 3 years ago or something. I don't know. But this woman, like... I think she was like emailing us like 10 times. And then she jumped on like 3 calls with us. And then she was consistently asking about a refund policy. And by the way, alarm bells should ring in your head when somebody's asking. If somebody's just asking about a refund policy right away, that should tell you something. But if they ask you a few times and in writing, not always, right? But if they ask you a few times and in writing, you know something's not right. Because they're like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So this woman, we told her multiple times that there's no refunds. We told her that in writing. We told her that on the call. She signed the contract where it says no refunds. And then guess what? A week into the program, she gets into the community, whatever. This is not for me. I want a refund. What the fuck? So in the beginning, it was like, we told you 3 times. Like, no. And then she started, like, threatening that her uncle or brother-in-law is a lawyer. Like, bullshit, right? Like, bullshit. And anyways, long story short, I was, like, so tired. And I told the team, and I told String, you know what? Just get her out. Like, anyways. I could do a full episode on refunds. But that's what I have to deal with, right? So. Back to the point, and then I'll finish this episode. Number one, know that this is all part of the journey. And you see, I'm laughing about this, but oh my God, was I laughing when it was happening? No fucking way. Oh God. So, you know, we realize that this is all part of the process and it will happen. Number two is notice how you feel, how that feels in the moment. Where is that in the body? And number three, make sure you have some sort of a practice or somebody's holding space for you to help you feel through that and release that from the body. Like that 45 minute release practice for me almost always does it. I still need to release quite a few things, but this morning I woke up and it's another fucking day. My beautiful children are awake. My amazing husband just came from the gym. You know, I woke up, I get ready, I put on my makeup, I jump in the car. It's a sunny day, there's flowers, and I'm like, all right, time to send another email about claimed ex. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't define me and it doesn't affect who I am and how I feel. I don't want these situations to affect me days on end because I don't want to be in that story. I'm worthy of so much more than that, and it's gonna suck, but it's okay. So that's what I'm gonna leave you with. And if you want to be held in this way, and if you're a businesswoman who is playing at the top of your game in business, or if you run a business and you want to be held and supported in this way, and you want to be in a circle of women, and you want to be coached in feminine embodiment, you want to learn all these embodiment skills, and you want to be around women like you where we can discuss these things and where you can be, again, supported, held and seen, message me. Let's get on a call and see if my mastermind is for you. You can find me on Instagram @AnnaRova. All right, bye.